Heart and Talent Radio.
More Heart and Talent Radio is brought to you today by my free digital coaching program. Are you seeking a coach to assist you to reach the next level of your life and business? Do you own a business and feel stuck not achieving your expectations? Are you already successful but just hit your lid? Today, you can discover the breakthrough experience with my free digital coaching program designed to shortcut the breakthrough process. In this four-part free training, you're going to learn principles and techniques seven-figure income earners use to manifest, create, and become abundant in any endeavor. To receive this free training, go to jeffreycombsdigitalcoaching.com to sign up now.
To become a master of persuasion, and the psychology of it is really the inner game of persuasion. Persuasion is not convincing. Persuasion is really learning how to be yourself in a relaxed body, being able to communicate and connect with people, and being able to trial close, communicate, attract your reality, people and situations. Persuading is not arguing either. And when you're in a situation where someone has to be right and they're going to make you wrong, that's a black and white world called force and counterforce. When you are esteemed, when you're esteemed, when you have a regard for self, you will not be in conflict with others. Esteem does not recognize recognition, does not recognize abandonment, does not get into arguments, because when you are living in your own esteem, you are not in conflict with self or others. You can easily and effortlessly walk away from someone, realizing that there will be no persuasion going on. You persuade yourself not to be right, and you're going to walk right out of that conversation and stay in your peace and your power. And when you understand that you can't win them all, then there's also, esteem does not recognize a winner and a loser. Because in esteem is whenever esteem walks in a room, it uplifts and obels, not enables, but it enobles. And when you begin to persuade yourself, now you can separate yourself from the events that shaped your anxieties. But when you continue to intoxicate yourself by saying, I don't know, I don't understand, I don't know why I do this, and how do I? And then you say, my whole childhood is a blur, I don't remember this, I don't get it, I don't understand it. And you perpetuate the same set of feelings over and over. Well, you have now become emotionally addicted to a set of feelings that will keep you creating the same result, disappointment. But when you actually reach a place where the pain is great enough, you're no longer going to tolerate the situation, you have a breakthrough, you feel enlightened, whatever the situation is, and you get to a place where you are so done with that, that's when persuasion begins for you. Your responsibility is persuade yourself to no longer relapse back into anxiety, fear, and doubt. Your responsibility is to be able to understand the power of word. Words are your wand. Words create results. Words create outcome. And when you begin to change your self-talk, the way you communicate with self, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events. This is when you can really step into your power, your esteem. Esteem is like gravity. You can't put your hands on it. It has no shape and form. But whenever esteem enters a room, it's felt. It's not seen, but it's felt. And in that type of esteem, you persuade with energy. You don't persuade with words. And this explains the phenomenon when people show up. If there's something about you, that's what someone will say to you. When they say that to you, you know that you are creating persuasion. In an effortless ease, you're not trying to persuade anyone. And when you're relaxed in your body and you're presenting products, benefits, features, services, you're presenting a dream, and you encounter resistance called objections, you don't turn it into rejection. In esteem, you're able to easily and effortlessly neutralize the outcome and either let go of the situation through detachment or move forward through persuasion. And as you're able to develop the reflexes in communication and you understand predictability, then the whole process becomes a whole series of effortless questions. You don't have to think about what to say because in esteem, esteem is trust. So when you put together trust and love, then you'll very, very frequently be able to create collaboration with people. You'll very frequently attract a reality, people and situations that will foster your meaning, your cause and your purpose. And as you become purpose-driven, then your energy begins to uplift. You start to separate yourself from anxiety, fear, and doubt. Now, a large percent of the population will put their foot on awareness, and they'll put their foot on doubt. And so they straddle the boat. They straddle the dock. They're not really in the dock, and they're not in the boat because they're in the middle. That's the gap. And a lot of people stay in that gap between doubt and consciousness. Consciousness is an energy that lifts you up. It elevates you above anxiety, fear, and doubt, puts you in a state of relaxed consciousness where you become much more receptive. You're much more aware. You live in trust. You're able to transmute your feelings from love, joy, bliss. It's just absolute bliss. You're able to daily, easily and effortlessly wake up in the morning, make your bed without any resistance. You're able to go to whatever task you're supposed to go to. And even if you have a job, you don't hate the job because you know an employer is paying you, and you're going to give that employer what the job is worth. You're going to give it your best effort because you're a professional. And in that type of situation, your self-talk is completely different than most of society. Because the job may not be favorable, or the situation may not be favorable, but you don't allow yourself to relapse and go into resentment, anger, and hate. Because you know what that will do to your body. It will create a dis-ease in your immune system, your adrenal system, your lymphatic system, because you understand in neuroscience, you understand in being in the present, in the now, that you are you and you are enough. And in that state, that is esteem. The most important person that you persuade is self. You persuade yourself to be yourself. But if you don't know who you are, then you'll continue to wander aimlessly, quietly tiptoeing through life, arriving at your grave safely, the pain of regret. Now, when you know that's not going to be you any longer, and you start to be and stay focused in a relaxed body, focus is not hocus pocus, I'm not in focus. It's not a trick. It's a skill. And as you start to master your emotions and through repetition and experience, meaning you do the same thing over and over, you don't find it boring. You no longer rebel against your own success. You are committed to be your best one day at a time. When you have to have confidence to stay in the game, then you have to be the best. Then you have to do road races. You're chasing rewards and recognition. You play the game for the trips rather than the profit and the people. You're in business for service and value and to create profit from your business, from the comfort of your home, your office, your building, wherever you're producing your results from. Most people don't understand that. They're in business to help people. They're in business for freedom. They're in business to take trips. Although all those components can add to esteem. Esteem is separate from those. Esteem does not require recognition. Esteem does not require a reward. Esteem can stand alone. Although recognition and reward can enhance esteem, esteem is detached from that. Esteem wins awards because esteem isn't focused on the reward. Esteem focuses on the skills, being the best. When you focus on your best, when you're in that energy of my best, in a very relaxed body, people begin to pick up on it because they know you're not desperate. You're not destitute. You don't need them. You're not using them to fulfill some of your low self-esteem, and you're attempting to close a sale, create a reward, seduce someone, or get them to do something. When people say to me, how do I get someone? You're not a getter. You're an influencer. And an influencer is someone who, through energetic emotions and then communication style with language, are able to create relaxed relations with people. You can do this on an airplane, on a bus, in a train, in a waiting booth, any multitude of situations, because the person you have become is so relaxed that people want to meet you. They want to meet you unconsciously and consciously. It's because of your esteem. That means that you're no longer attached to the outcome of a past, and you're not anxious about the outcome of a future. You live more presently. Now, that means you can still set a goal, and the goals you set are clearly defined short-term goals. They're not these giant goals you can't get so you can stay disappointed, because you moved into a place called reality. And in reality, your personality is a direct reflection of your personal reality, and you start to be realistic. You start to be objective, and you no longer have cheat days. You no longer criticize self. You can be honest with self without being critical. And as you step into that space called me and that space called I and I am, and you live in that I am state, then you know. And as you know, then your self-talk begins to change. Now, your ability to persuade to a decision is mastery. When you're able to communicate with someone and you start off in conversation and that conversation ends up in a result that's favorable for you and favorable for them, that's influence. But when you're in conflict with self, you'll bring that conflict with self and create conflict with others. And if you can't find someone to be in conflict with you when you live in this dichotomy of the black, white, right, wrong world, then you'll violate yourself by criticizing yourself, telling yourself what a poor effort, bad job, or you'll just chronically avoid. And by avoiding, you'll also find ways to violate self. Now, when you are in a space that you no longer can be this person, this victim, this person that's been victimized, when you no longer can be average, when you know that within you is greatness, and you know it, and you're willing to be it, when you're willing to step into that body, then you're separating your feelings from the events that kept you average. Many people hold themselves back because they don't want to upset a loved one. They hold themselves back because of the stories they tell themselves. They hold themselves back because they're afraid success or money will taint them. Now, if you think money will corrupt you, you're already corrupt. That was a great statement that Phil Lott said back in 1998 when I met him, and it's also in his book, Money is My Friend. So when you have a better understanding of your responsibility, your ability to respond, as you begin to easily and effortlessly let go, as you understand that persuasion in business and relationships is what creates results, and that persuasion doesn't mean you talk people into it. Persuasion also comes from your energy, your ability to uplift others without using any physical force, your ability to uplift others by the energy you bring into a room, the ability to uplift others by setting your desk and consciously creating results before they even happen. And in that kind of relaxed body is when synchronicity happens. All of a sudden your phone rings and someone that you were considering calling calls you because they heard your message. But when you set in a mixed message, that's not persuasion, that's rejection. Because in that non-persuasive energy that you transmute, that is anxiety. As you begin to let go of the events that shape your feelings, you're no longer in an overwhelmed state. You're able to move into aware consciousness, and you understand that your business ventures require communication skills. But when you say, I'm not good at, or I can't because I haven't, like some of my clients were telling me today, when you let go of that right-wrong dichotomy, that black-white world, that I can't because I haven't, when you let go of that, you move into a body in a relaxed state called consciousness. And that awareness allows you to trust. Now, when you live in trust, you are trust, then you're not in doubt. And you will seldom ever relapse into doubt as you trust feelings, trust self, trust universe, trust God, and trust others. Now, that means in a level of vulnerability that you don't get hurt by people. You're vulnerable, meaning you're open. But you also trust in yourself when to move away from a situation because you are in the zone. You are in the now. You are you, and you are free. As you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, and you no longer live in an overwhelmed state telling yourself, I don't know, I don't understand, I don't know why this happens to me. When you stop intoxicating yourself and you move into a more relaxed body and the presence that you bring to the table, people begin to feel you. You walk into the restaurant and that table's waiting for you. You drive up to the restaurant, the space is open. You go shopping, someone's backing out of the space right in front. This, because by design, you are you and you are free, and you've already claimed that spot before you get there. And you're able to do that without any guilt about greed or taking someone's spot. You stop telling yourself stories because you know how to persuade yourself to a result. Now, your ability to persuade to a transaction in any kind of communication, there's a probability that someone's going to object about a decision or a commitment. Now, this does happen, but if the degree of difficulty happens frequently to you, well, there's a mixed message that's going on between your unconscious, your subconscious, and your conscious, and that mixed message is you're telegraphing is, please resist against me so I can feel disappointed. When you let go of that disappointment, then you won't continue to say, I can't find anyone that doesn't have any money. Now, why does one person have the ability to create 15 or 20 transactions in a month when you have challenges creating any? Well, the reason is because of your story, the mixed message, the events that shaped your feelings, your anxiety about making mistakes, getting in trouble, saying the wrong thing, and offending someone. As you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that keep you overwhelmed, as you let go of being overwhelmed, you're stepping into your power. Your power is your peace, and your peace is your esteem. Now, in that esteem that you develop, you are you and you are free, meaning that you're very, very open. You're relaxed. You're not anxious about outcomes that haven't happened. You're able to be in the middle of a communication, hear what's meant, not said, ask the questions easily and effortlessly without being or getting overwhelmed. You're able to sit right in the middle and not take anything personally, and you're able to ask the questions about outcomes that are happening. You're able, because you have the reflexes. You can hear the end of a sentence and ask a question by using a word in that sentence so you can move the conversation along. And as you're able to do this, you're asking questions about the outcome. Throughout the conversation, you are trial closing. It means you're setting up the sale by the questions you ask. And you know the outcome you seek. But if you're not certain about the outcome you seek, well, how can you close a transaction? You can't. So what most people do is they keep an open loop. They keep an open loop with someone that they can continue to call them back, follow up with them, and never really ask for a commitment. It means that you're waiting for a laydown sale. You're waiting for someone to say, hey, this is a really great product. Let me buy it. Let me join it. Let me be in business with you. Well, that does happen, because there are a certain percent of the population that are impulse buyers, but you're going to encounter some resistance. I don't want to say a lot, but you will encounter resistance, and that resistance usually shows up as an objection. But if you turn it into a rejection, you have an excuse to procrastinate. Now, as you let go of your anxieties and your stories, if you let go of being abandoned and rejected, then you won't resent yourself for getting overwhelmed. In that state, now you can teach yourself the skills and the habits of your vocation. In communication, it's imperative that you learn how to persuade. You persuade by painting a picture. You persuade by asking questions. You won't persuade by doing all of the talking. If you're doing all the talking, that means unconsciously, consciously, you have to be in control of being out of control. You have to be the issue. The issue being you're so anxious about the outcome that you're trying to control it by over-talking and you end up talking too much. Now, as you understand this and you really move into your energy and you move into your power, then you're able to separate your feelings from the events of violation, being neglected, being abandoned, being rejected. You're moving into an emotional vibrational state called consciousness. In that type of consciousness, you know. You don't have to read a script. You're not, because you're not scripted. You're so relaxed that you can ask questions based on the outcome you seek. You learn to ask the same questions over and over and over, because the questions are predictable as the answers are predictable. And this is what will lead to transactions, the way you write, the way you speak. In a persuasive language style, you're speaking in a you sense. You're speaking to you, to them. When you're writing at you, which is them. You're not writing about you, you're writing towards someone else, and that's when you're delivering the content, the value, the service, the benefits, and the features. What people are going to buy is what they perceive valuable. They're going to buy what they perceive to be interesting. They're going to buy for a multitude of reasons, and one of the main reasons they're going to buy is because you're good. You represent a great product, a good product, but most importantly, the product that you're presenting is you. And when you are you and you are free, when you are whole, when you're not separate from, when you're in esteem, when you are esteem, esteem means you have a high regard for self without feeling selfish, arrogant, egotistical, or all the other stories that family members and other people in your influence will say to you, because they become intimidated by you. You're not intimidating them. They're intimidated by themselves, by how relaxed you are. Because your esteem is not comfortable for them, because they live in self-confidence. They're relegated after doing a lot of education. They have to win rewards. They have to do certain situations, and they fluff up their low self-esteem with competence and high self-confidence. Now, you can be confident in a job and have no self-esteem. You can be highly skilled and confident as an athlete and still have no esteem, and it happens to many great athletes who cannot pay their child support, or they get so despondent and they lose the meaning. And when you lose meaning, now you become depressed. And in a deep depression, sometimes people take drastic measures. Now, for you to elevate your energy and come back from that bottom, so that this is your last bottom or this is your last middle, for you to take yourself and your game with you to higher levels of consciousness, that will require you to practice persuasion of self. It means you put effort into not saying certain words that you've said over and over. You're no longer saying guess mid-sentence. You eliminate the kindest and the sordest from your vocabulary. You let go of the words that have no meaning, that have no value. You learn how to decide and commit. You become commitment conscious, decision conscious, and you possess a skill called commitment. Most of society's challenge is committing, because committing would contradict the reality. If they have a lifetime of not being able to decide and commit, that is procrastination. If they have challenges living in an overwhelmed, unorganized state, that's a direct reflection of emotionally addicted to being overwhelmed. Unfortunately, that takes a lot of society out of the process, because they stay overwhelmed. Now, if you're done with that, you're done with this, and you're ready to really transform, then you persuade yourself by your self-talk. You convince yourself and persuade yourself that you are enough. You persuade yourself that you're in the right place at the right time, and you recognize it. You persuade yourself by no longer telling yourself a set of stories that take you out of the flow of life. And it's a be-stay state. You're able to be and stay in a relaxed body. You're able to be and stay consciously aware. You're able to be and stay in an emotional state where you don't relapse, because there are no more cheat days. This isn't hard. It's new. It's not difficult. It's a new responsibility, the ability to respond. It's not something you white-knuckle. It's a situation that you embrace. You lean into it rather than lean back from it. As you begin to lean into situations, you become a lot more flexible. When you have no inflexibility and you're very rigid in your body, then you'll have challenges being able to pick up on clues and signs and signals that your prospects and other people are being able to convey to you. And when you understand that other people are going to be in conflict, you're able to persuade yourself to walk away from it. You're able to persuade yourself to neutralize with it. You understand in the black-white, right-wrong dichotomy that many people live in, that you have volunteered no longer to be someone's counterforce to the force they require to be in conflict. And when you no longer have a conflict consciousness, then you'll find yourself magnetically avoiding a lot of drama and chaos, because it no longer fulfills your neurochemical addiction and craving to unresolved issues. As you resolve the events that shaped your life, as you are you and you are free, as you start to step into a relaxed body, and you start to become that man or woman that you know you're capable of, then you are David who can beat Goliath. I wrote a post today that on any given day, David can beat Goliath. What does that actually mean? It means that the reason sports teams play is because any given Sunday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, David can beat Goliath. That's the hole-in-one. That's the shot heard around the world. That's the team that beats the 40-point underdog, or the underdog beats the overachiever. That's when Appalachian State goes into University of Michigan at the Big House as a 42-point underdog, and they win in the Big House. Unprecedented. Well, that's why they play the game. And people really understand the odds don't play the game of chance. They play the odds. They persuade themselves to stay emotionally in the game. They persuade themselves to not use a set of self-talk that talks them out of the situation. They don't focus on the game as winning and losing. It's a great experience to master your emotions. And when you are you and you are free, then you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that keep you in an overwhelmed state. That overwhelmed state that you're letting go of will allow you to be much more organized, more disciplined. It'll allow you to be you are you and you are free. You'll free yourself up from your ego. You'll free yourself up from your stories. Then when you use persuasion with other people, you begin to let go of being right. And as you let go of being right, you will be in conflict. Someone else can be absolutely wrong, but you don't feel compelled to show them up or prove them right or prove them wrong. So you can be right. When you let go of this, it's so liberating, because you'll be in a lot less conflict. When you have to get even with someone, or you plot their demise, or whatever it is you do, you spend a lot of time in your head. That's what a lot of people do, is they analyze, methodically think, get ready to get ready, and then talk themselves out of opportunities. When you're so done with that, when you're going to let go of being a chronic worrier because you worry all the time, When you let go of being late and you're on time, when you let go of the way you communicate with self and you really step into your power, then you are you and you are free. And as you begin to persuade others in collaboration, this brings together the Mastermind Alliance, one or more of like mind coming together to master persuasion skills. Persuasion skills can be taught and learned and practiced and disciplined over and over. They can become an absolute great asset to you. Persuasion skills, once again, do not mean you're not controlling a conversation. You're not trying to convince someone in a conversation. You're able to assist people emotionally and through your thoughts to be able to see your point of view, to be able to present a benefit, feature, service to someone who may initially resist because you're so skilled at persuasion skills. You're able to present a different viewpoint for people. Oftentimes, people don't have the right perspective when they make an objection, and as you begin to have a better understanding of that, then your ability to translate your feelings about your product doesn't have to be talked about a lot. It's more in a question-answer forum. And in that question-answer forum, you're in the process of creating results, which you get paid for, because you have a for-profit organization. And when you start to use persuasion in your personal relationships, your relationships begin to change because, once again, you're not trying to control someone. You don't have to be right with someone. You're able to see someone else's perspective. You don't fly off the handle. You don't lose your composure. You're able to sit right there in the middle of the situation, be the man or woman you're capable of being, and be able to convey your point of view by the way you articulate your feelings into words. But if you tell yourself, I'm not good at it, then you've spoken into existence the very reality that you seek to avoid. And as you learn to do that, you'll attract your reality to situations that are unfavorable rather than attracting your reality highly favorable situations that you can monetize. And as you really step into your power and your esteem, then you're transmitting an energy at about 300 cycles a second. It means that you're at a very, very high level of transmutation that people will feel and begin to show up. And they'll show up easily and effortlessly, especially as you begin to practice the art of persuasion. And you can find a multitude of books on the topic, but I'll tell you right now, it's a skill that you absolutely are required to master because of the significance and input that it can create in people in your influence.
Thank you for listening to the More Hearts and Talent Radio. If you enjoyed today's content and would like more insight and education to create emotional resilience, then take advantage of my free Anger Factor book giveaway. The impact overcoming anger can have on your life is immeasurable. It can assist you to change your finances, improve your relationships, change your health, improve your self-esteem, and so much more. Start the process by letting go of emotional overwhelm today. To receive a free copy of my Anger Factor book, go to goldenmastermind.com/anger.